obviously this year's walk is going to be a lot different with COVID. I don't know, maybe you can just tell me about that, how you guys kind of worked out the details of that, and just how this year's walk will, or maybe I should say walks, will look different.
That's right. So the National Walk to End Alzheimer's, I'm not sure if you're familiar, we have over 600 communities nationwide involved, and there are six locations here in our region in Western New York. All of the fundraising goes to programs and services and research, and it's just super important that we hold these each year because it supports the families in our community. This year with COVID, we like to say we are still walking, but we really want people to participate in terms of all ages and all abilities and really get out there, because really what we're doing is we're fighting against this disease. Our commitment is there. We're going to be on every sidewalk, on every trail, but it's more in terms of small gatherings where it's safe. We're really following those CDC guidelines.
Speaking with people in past years, the walks for them, I think, are kind of therapeutic in the sense that there's like a sense of camaraderie and they see how many other people are out walking for this cause and maybe were impacted by Alzheimer's too. I don't know if you've had a chance to talk with your usual participants. Is it going to be weird for them to not have that huge walk all together, seeing all the people in the purple shirts? Is that going to be different for people this year?
I think different but similar in the fact that you'll be out in your community and you're definitely going to see the purple shirts. Anybody who's raised over $100 will be wearing their shirt proudly. And I think we've created a virtual main stage where people can go and kind of center themselves, right? They'll still find those great moments where people are going to talk about the disease, talk about what's going on in Western New York. But also it gives us the ability that if people take small videos or snapshots of themselves, we'll post it on that main stage and give you that sense of what's going on in Western New York.
Yeah, and I see you guys have a $600,000 goal this year. I think that's about $40,000 higher than last year. So clearly COVID and the different format hasn't necessarily made you guys lower your expectations.
No, and really what we're going to do, I mean, I think a lot of times people assume if you go out on walk day, you're done. That's not necessarily the case. We're going to continue fundraising for the walks all the way through the end of December. So it gives people the opportunity. You can't show up necessarily on one day. We have a variety of days that we're going to be out walking in the communities.
How is COVID and quarantine, how's that been for people with Alzheimer's disease and also for the people who take care of them? And I have to imagine that's only, increased the stress involved for those families.
It absolutely has. In New York State, we're facing the fourth highest comorbidity rate when combined with COVID. It's been terribly difficult. Our care consultations, our calls, on average, would run about an hour prior to COVID. Now we're seeing double the call volume, and we're seeing the length of time of those calls dramatically increase. Families, I think, in terms of what they're facing, they're alone in their homes a lot of times, and so they're reaching out to the Alzheimer's Association really to go through some of their own needs, the things that they're seeing, and they're afraid. If you're at home with a loved one, you're really facing not only your own health being at risk, but the health of the loved one who you're taking care of. And so I think it's frightening for quite a few people, and I think it's been terribly hard. I'm really proud of the work that the staff at the association's been doing, not only in terms of picking up the phone and reaching out to people, but the people reaching out and calling us.
Jill, thanks for joining us.
Hey, Tom. Thanks for having me on. I really appreciate it. For anybody out there, go to alz.org/WNY walk to register for walks.